sir, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm just like you. I cannot wait for the draft tonight. It's one of the best events of the year.
So let's start with the fact that pretty much everybody thinks that QBs are going to go 1, 2, maybe 3. I mean, it's great players who aren't quarterbacks, but that's the position, and we all know. Do you think Williams, May, are like that's 1, 2 for sure?
Yeah, I mean, I think Williams is 1 for sure. I think that would be one of the bigger upsets in like recent draft history, maybe ever. It's not trending that way for number 2. Jaden Daniels from LSU seems to be the guy that everybody's pointing to. I still think Drake May has I think it's closer than what people think. Like, people are kind of just saying it's going to be Jaden Daniels. Drake May is ranked higher on like a huge majority of big boards throughout the industry. Again, these aren't the boards that the NFL teams are using. Maybe they are using them as a you know, reference, but it's not their board. But it just doesn't seem like Jaden Daniels is the slam dunk at number 2. But I do think 1, 2, 3 is probably going to be quarterback. So a lot of excitement early tonight in the draft, that's for sure.
So if you're the Giants or a team outside the top 3, how tempting is it to try to get in there? I mean, the Patriots are going to take number 3, right?
Yeah, it seems that way. They have, you know, how much is Robert Kraft going to push to try to get a quarterback to get this ship right? They have a lot of holes on their roster. So they could, you know, take up Marvin Harrison Jr., who's a safe, you know, people are calling him a generational wide receiver prospect. But, you know, and there's rumors out there from my colleagues saying sources are saying that it's going to take a king's ransom to get them to trade. So I think you, like, if it was me, I'd probably look to trade out just because I think you can get, because there's quarterbacks that are, you know, obviously, like you said, that's the position in the NFL that everybody needs. I think you could probably get someone to overpay, but just, you know, all signs are pointing to them probably keeping the pick there.
How long does it take for the two big wide receivers to go off the list, in your opinion?
I say they don't make it past 6.
Okay.
And depending on when those quarterbacks go, I think 5 is even a chance. I think we could see them go 4 or 5. I wouldn't be shocked if someone traded up to 5 to get Neighbors, if assuming Harrison Jr. goes 3 or 4. But yeah, I think 5 or 6, 6 at the absolute latest.
So we could go, how many could we go before somebody who plays offensive or defensive line, like on the line, goes?
Yeah, I think 7. You okay. Probably see that, but I you know, those wide receivers are super. You know, they're definitely Neighbors and Harrison Jr. But even Adunze is someone who I think teams could trade up for. So it could be 8. Like, 8 wouldn't be that shocking for me. If, you know, say we go 4 quarterbacks, 3 wide receivers. Defensive line gets really interesting. I think defensive line, like, there's a scenario where it's, you know, 11, 12. I think 8 is probably the earliest for a defensive lineman, but definitely could be outside of the top 10.
I'm an Eagles fan, so I love your choice of defensive tackle at 22. Do you think Newton makes it that far?
Yeah, he can be tough. There's a pretty split opinion on him from a lot of the big boards that I've been looking at. Some have him, you know, early teens, and then some are like late 20s. I've even seen him like low 30s. So he's kind of a split player. But that happens when you get outside of those top 12 prospects that are, you know, kind of consensus. But I think he's a guy. I know there's been some medical postseason medical issues. I don't even know if I want to really call them issues. I wonder if that's kind of making him undervalued. Just seems like a guy who was like a top 20, consensus top 20 guy for so long, falling a little bit. It just feels like that's a Howie Roseman pick. And he's at a premier position on the defensive line. Fletcher Cox just retired. It just seems like a perfect fit there if Newton's available.
So who goes first, a DB or a tight end?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'll go tight end. I think Brock Bowers sneaks ahead of either Quinion Mitchell or Terrion Arnold.
It's going to be wild. When do you, like, this is the fun part, and I'm just picking your brain, and you don't have to, I'm not going to hold you to it, but when do you think the trades happen, and when do you think we see a wild card pick that makes people go, oh my?
I think we get a trade in the top 10 for sure. I'd be kind of shocked. You know, the Chargers are the first, like, everybody kind of thinks they're the most likely trade partner, and I think they should trade back. Just because they need a lot of picks to kind of rebuild their roster right now. I think we definitely get one in the top 10. I feel like there's a rumor came out today that the Rams are looking to go into the top 10. So I think there's always one. I'm definitely someone who thinks like it's not going to be as crazy as we think. And then if it's like leading up to it and it's kind of boring, I don't think it'll ever be as boring as we think. So I think we get a surprise trade and a surprise pick in the top 10. I'll go a little bit on the put my neck out there a little bit.
Sports 1440. We're talking National Football League draft, and there's so much going on today that we're devoting an entire segment to it. Not enough, but we love it anyway. Austin Mock, our guest from The Athletic. I have a Buffalo Bills fan here who has put all his money and his house down on the Bills taking a wideout. Is that the play there?
Yeah, that's probably the most likely. My only worry there is if they're a little bit in no man's land with, like, there's the top three, and then there's Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU, who's kind of in that second tier by himself. Now, he did, there's some shoulder issue that maybe he could bump down. Maybe the Bills trade up and go for him if he slides a little bit. But I could see him going early teens if somebody wanted to go for a wide receiver, but I don't know if they want to. I could see the Bills maybe trading back into like the early second if somebody wants to swoop up into the late first to grab somebody, and then I think that is kind of the sweet spot of where they're probably not overdrafting for a wide receiver. They need a wide receiver, they need a pass catcher. I just, their draft spot with how the board's falling now, it could be totally different come tonight, you know, surprises could happen. But I do wonder if, like, 28, that range is kind of in no man's land for where a wide receiver should be taken.
Final question. Where do you think the Dallas Cowboys will go position-wise, and is there a name that you think fits them best?
I think they'll go offensive lineman. If Graham Barton from Duke makes it to them, I think he'll be their guy. He can kind of play all positions. The other guy that seems to be is Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma, offensive tackle. He's kind of more of a project, so I wonder if that'll kind of like, they're kind of in will now mode, not necessarily like wait a year, but win now mode, not necessarily wait a year. So I think it's definitely offensive tackle, and I feel like those two, if Barton's there, it's probably going to be him.
Thanks so much for this. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
All right.